Ashley Babbitt's family is suing the cops in order to find out the identity of the man who killed her. Seems like the least that we could provide to that family, some information. Jolie Kelly is a senior contributor to American Greatness and joins us on the phone now. She's been tracking all of the truth and the lies that have been coming out about the events of January 6th at the Capitol building. Jolie, thanks for joining us again.
Vince, thanks for having me on.
Great to talk to you. So Ashley Babbitt's family is now suing the Capitol Police for information. I would think that they would be entitled to this. I'm sad that they have to even sue to get this information.
It's sort of amazing, Vince, isn't it, that her husband has to file a FOIA and now follow up with a lawsuit. Where is our news media? I mean, this is something that back in the day, the media would be all over. We already would know the name of the officer. We would know the exact circumstances of the shooting. We would have details about the so-called investigation that went on related to what happened that day. But they have completely memory holed this and made really almost suggestions that she had it coming, the news media. And so here her husband is trying to get to the truth, and hopefully he will be successful.
You know, as I think about this story, I relate it to, you know, anytime there are questions about decision making by a police officer, you know, what you want and what's hard to achieve is a sober assessment of the facts so that we can just find out what occurred. So a lot of people have been asking, well, what's the guy's name? And I think that's a reasonable question. There is a part of me that sits back and goes, well, wait a second. I don't fundamentally as an individual care about the guy's name. What I do care about is how he triaged the use of force and whether or not it was actually justified and what justification the Capitol Police are even offering. And are we getting anything like that out of the Capitol Police Department?
You know what? The Capitol Police really is a rotten actor in this entire narrative about January 6th. I mean, not only are they refusing to release the name and the circumstances about what happened with Ashley Babbitt, a female unarmed veteran, we have to underscore.
Right.
But they also are the ones, Vince, as you know, who first seeded this story that Brian Sicknick was killed in the line of duty. They said this over and over in press releases and publicly, even after the medical examiner's office issued its autopsy that said he died of natural causes. They still rejected that finding.
In fact, Julie, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just on this issue of Brian Sicknick, I was hearing from Capitol Police officers that they were being told behind the scenes that that was the nature of Brian Sicknick's death by their leadership. So this was not just the thing that they were saying in public. They were saying it internally to rank and file officers that, yes, Brian Sicknick was killed with a fire extinguisher. And this lie grew completely out of control really quickly.
It really did. And it's obvious now that Capitol Police also were the anonymous law enforcement officials who planted that story at the New York Times on January 8th, a story that the Times eventually had to retract, that he was murdered by Trump people with a fire extinguisher. But of course, he wasn't killed in the line of duty. He was tragically died at 42 of a stroke. But that isn't stopping them from continuing to lie, and everyone else to lie about it, by the way. They're also, Vince, trying to keep under seal 14,000 hours of surveillance video that was captured on January 6th. They're not only trying to keep that away from the public, but also from the news media and from defense attorneys who are defending people charged and arrested related to the protests on January 6th. So the Capitol Police really are bad actors in this entire thing. We know some acted heroically that day. Since we also know that they attacked the crowd with pepper spray, with rubber bullets, with flashbangs. There's a lot we need to know about the Capitol Police's conduct that day, not just who shot Ashley Babbitt, although that's most important.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of phoniness around this story, as you know. And when people say, well, we need to get to the bottom of what happened that day, okay, let's do that. Why wouldn't you cough up many thousands of hours of video footage to the American public to help enhance our ability to get to the bottom of it? Like, if that was actually your goal, wouldn't you honor your responsibility to public disclosure by sharing the video footage from inside the Capitol?
Well, because I think we'll find out a lot of things that people have been suspected and even clips that we've seen, which is that U.S. Capitol Police let many of the protesters in. Senator Ron Johnson wrote a letter to the acting chief of the U.S. Capitol Police yesterday. His office has had access to a lot of that secret surveillance video, and they're asking questions about Capitol Police. It seemed to open the doors and let up to 300 people in on the West Terrace. And so if we saw that,
yeah.
I am sure that most of what we've been told has been a complete lie. As you know, major parts of the story are falling apart anyway.
That's true.
We get a full view of what happened inside and outside the Capitol that day.
So as we talk about investigating people who went into the Capitol building on January 6th, and as they did, I mean, there's such a range of behaviors involved. Some people did smash windows. Some people walked in. I saw videos of grandmas with American flags waving them around. We saw the Viking guy trying to, like, politely speak to the police. I mean, you have a lot of different behaviors going on. You even had, like, the left-wing activist who was trying to whip people into a frenzy and then sold the footage that he captured to CNN. I mean, there was truly a lot happening. With these prosecutions that are occurring, where you actually have the feds investigating hundreds of people and pursuing prosecutions, what's actually happening in all of those cases, Julie Kelly?
The Justice Department is arresting people almost every day. I get notifications of this happening.
Yes.
So it's just astonishing. They're up to almost 500 defendants now. Most of them, Vince, charged with various trespassing, disorderly conduct. They're adding on a felony called obstruction of an official proceeding. I believe over 200 defendants have that felony tagged onto their misdemeanor charges. But as I've covered, and I have a piece up today, more than 3 dozen people are being held in a D.C. jail used exclusively to house January 6th. I call them detainees.
Yes.
Denied bail, many for nonviolent crime, simply for their activity, being any part of what they call the insurrection on January 6th. And they're basically being held as political prisoners. And the people who are being arrested, for the most part, are political prisoners as well.
I mean, you've got, I mean, the Weather Underground bombed the United States Capitol building, right? I mean, this is, like, for real, back in the 70s. And you've got, you know, Bernardine Dorn and company. They're all, like, free. They're just, like, walking around. It's totally fine. And then you've got people who trespassed in the Capitol being held in prison as a result of that decision. You mentioned a moment ago that they're being hit with felonies for disrupting official proceedings. If I'm not mistaken, the leader of Code Pink, Madea Benjamin, has basically made this like a routine thing that she does, like, you know, every couple of months she disrupts official proceedings. Has she been charged with a felony and held in prison for any length of time that you're aware of?
Not that I know of, nor were the thousands of people who stormed the Hart Senate office building in 2018, accosted senators in elevators and outside related to the confirmation in their attempt to stop the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, the same people who were in the Senate gallery screaming at Mike Pence when he announced that Kavanaugh had been confirmed, the people who were banging on the doors of the Supreme Court when he was being sworn in.
Sure.
None of those people have been charged with obstruction of an official proceeding, let alone any crimes for what they did. So this is the huge disparity. There's so much, Vince, going on with this DOJ's abusive manhunt and investigation into January 6th. But this is just a way for them to punish Trump supporters, and it's ongoing. And finally, a few people, a few Republican lawmakers like Senator Johnson and others are speaking up against what's happening in the Justice Department, and certainly with these detainees who basically live in solitary confinement condition for months on end,
yep,
awaiting delayed trials.
You know, there's a lot of people in Washington who are pretending they want to get, quote, to the bottom of January 6th. And one of the few people who's actually trying to do that is Julie Kelly. Thank you, Julie, for doing that and for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend.
Our pleasure.